The Coast Second, May Day for Muscular Dystrophy, saw teams of local firefighters walk sections of Highway 101 between Earls Cove to Langdale on October 2 with a goal of raising $10,000. In an October 4 interview with Coast reporter, event organizer Stephen Ochterberg, of the Sechelt Fire Department said preliminary results show the local departments are very close reaching the targeted amount and that he considered the event a success. In my experience, more continues to trickle in after an event is over and more is always better, he stated. Donations are still being accepted online at filltheboot.ca. Donors can select on the site which of the Coast's department's efforts they would like to support or make a general donation to the cause. He estimated 25 to 30 local firefighters took part in the walk that covered about 80 kilometers, with walkers starting at each end of the coast and walking towards Half Moon Bay. Most were wearing 30 pounds of turnout gear and air packs during their treks. Those walkers are support by pilot and chase vehicle drivers. Raising funds and morale. The departments really enjoy the collaboration, all of us working together towards a common goal. It's a really fun event for all departments to take part in. We all do the same job but just never see each other on a day-to-day basis. So it is really good to get out and walk side by side. I almost want to do it just for that reason, but raising money for charity is a really good side effect, said Ochterberg. This year, Egmont Volunteer Fire Department's Deputy Chief Elisha Musadji was one of those who walked about 20 kilometers from Egmont to Garden Bay Road. Others from that department and the Pender Harbor Department carried on complete the 44 kilometers section of the event between Egmont and Half Moon Bay. At the Half Moon Bay Fire Hall, those walkers met up with those who covered the event's southern legs for a celebratory get-together. During last year's event, which was held during rainy conditions, Musadji had served as a support vehicle driver. This year saw gorgeous weather. From the Malaspina substation on, we were walking in full sun, so it was pretty sweaty, she noted. Musadji, who has lived in Egmont for 7 years, has been with her community's volunteer fire department for 2.5 years. She is one of 5 female members of that department and took on the deputy chief's role earlier this year. She also volunteers with Sunshine Coast Search and Rescue. When asked why she signed up for the event, she stated, "As firefighters, we are here to help our community in any way we can."